Chapter 4. The Oil Man. Fort McMurray, Alberta, September 22, 2012. The official name for the road that leads to the tar sands is Highway 63, but the locals have other names for it. The Highway to Hell, Hell's Highway, Suicide 63, the McMurray 500, the Highway of Death. Highway 63 is a 150-mile north-south, mostly two-lane road that stretches from north of Edmonton to the northern reaches of Alberta. Our destination was Fort McMurray, a flourishing boom town of 76,000 residents, with another 39,000 living in nearby work camps. We were driving through the boreal forest, the northern woods that stretched from Alaska all the way to Canada's east coast. From the car, it was impossible to see the ecological devastation that was supposedly going on all around us. From my seat, it just looked like a dark, dense spruce forest. My driver, Alan, a middle-aged software engineer, was driving from Athabasca for another 14-day work stint. Alan was one of thousands who used the highway to hell every single day. "It's especially bad on Tuesdays and Sundays," Alan said, "because a lot of the workers, who all drive like idiots, were finishing their work week, or work month for some, and were in a rush to get home to be with their wives or girlfriends down in Edmonton or Calgary. It's one of the deadliest roads in Canada." In 2004, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police gave out 18,000 tickets on just one stretch of highway, the average ticketed speed being 100 miles per hour. Between 2002 and 2010, there were 66 deaths, and between 2001 and 2005, there were more than 1,000 collisions and 250 injuries. Alan was a careful driver who never showed any emotion when a hot-headed 20-something charged past us in his brand-new, beefed-up Silverado. Curiously, Alan had installed a camera on the windshield so that when he'd eventually get into an accident, his wife would be able to watch the video and know whom to sue. "This is the underbelly of society," he said blankly, looking straight ahead as the Silverado teetered back into the northbound lane in front of us.